He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Eric Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle-tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, oh, man, we gotta figure this out.
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson, with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right, it is a Monday. Everybody had the day off except me last Monday. Bob, Mac, DJ, all the day off. Derek Johnson joins us today, brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union, member-owned, open to all, invested in you and sheet metal workers, local number two. DJ, how was the holiday, my man?
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome, man. A lot of winning going on in the holidays, but man, it's always a good time to be around family and friends, and good time for football. So
yeah, no doubt. So I want to ask you, we were talking about this earlier. I think the coldest photo in Chiefs history is Flowers on the football flexing, getting middle fingers from the Oakland crowd.
And, yeah, and he had a bunch of beer poured on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that's one of the games I remember like it was yesterday. We got a bunch of defensively, we did really well, and got a bunch of picks, and we just had our way in Raider Nation. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's how I knew Brandon Flowers was about it, because you go to the black hole flex in the end zone where you just and then poor Andy Studebaker is just right there, like, if you need help, man, I'm here. It's crazy. Like, you look at that photo, you're like, Studebaker made the cut. That's all right. Didn't see him on the player's card. But I do want to bring this up. We were talking about this weekend was Jamal's birthday. And yeah. I think that he gets a little – I mean, he's a great – we all know it, you know. But a lot of people, you know, their top five, maybe Jamal Charles is in there. Some people, like, you know, they have other people in there. And we were talking about Jamal. What do you remember most about that game where – now, I don't know if this is true. Maybe you can let us know. When he was just going nuts against the Raiders – and there was a rumor that they were telling the Raiders where the play was going, and the Chiefs still scored.
Oh man, you know what? That's a shame that he got off that way, and they, I guess, got a beat on some plays. But still, Jamal is a hard guy to stop. I mean, he's freaking fast. He can run between the tackles. He developed into not just a track guy, you know, coming into the league. He's explosive and a track guy, left University of Texas early, but he just developed into something that this league hadn't seen for a while. And Jamal was special, man. I actually, right now, my five-year-old son, I show him little, because he's a KC fan, obviously, now, but he sees highlights of myself. And then he went on there and started watching highlights of Jamal, and that's all he watches. And I'm like, you know what? Keep watching Jamal. That, you know, that's better for you.
Yeah, your son and I are the same way. I'll be on my phone just watching videos. I'll get back to that 2000-2001 team, and I'm like watching Priest leap over the offensive line, the defensive line, being like, they don't make them like that anymore.
Nope, not at all. Not at all. Great player. Player.
So let's talk about this team. 15-1, number one seed, locked up. A lot of people, you know, obviously you praise it. You have fun with it. You get to control your destiny. You don't have to leave anywhere for the playoffs. What's your opinion on three weeks off? What does DJ think about that, being a former player and knowing what that can, you know, do? I know obviously Andy Reid will have these guys ready, but 3 weeks, man, that's a lot of time.
It is. And you have to make a conscious effort to start fast when you do play. It's pros and cons to it. It's a good problem to have. You want to have that problem every single year, and the Chiefs have been fortunate enough to get that number one seed, and that's the way to go. If you want to go to the Super Bowl, you want to win it. You want it to go through your home field, and Arrowhead is the hardest place to play in the NFL. And Andy just keeps doing it, man. I mean, the old guy is just the team is keeping him young, and we are finding ways to win the game. Regardless of, you know, we didn't even run the ball well. We, you know, third down wasn't even that good. We had a lot of penalties, but we still pull out a win. We're just mastering the art of winning, and it's freaking very, very impressive. And man, I'm really enjoying it.
Well, and one of the ways the Chiefs have been winning these games recently, DJ, and rather dominantly, has been the defense. Most recently against Pittsburgh, without Chris Jones, the best player on the defense, one of the best players in the league. I mean, what are you seeing from them? They're creating pressure. They're creating turnovers. It feels like they've flipped that switch right at the right time yet again.
Yeah, you want to peak at the right time. Defensively, last couple of years, we've just been on. Spags has been in his bag, regardless of his Chris Jones, who's not just our best player on our defense, but probably the best player in the NFL for our defense to affect the quarterback. That's when you get any kind of success on defense, you have to find ways to affect the quarterback. How you do that? You get pressure on him, even if you don't sack him, you get pressure on him. We got 5 sacks. Being able to disguise different coverages. I mean, Justin Reed coming up with that big interception in the end zone. When you take the ball away in the red zone, it really kills the offense. And our offense doesn't give up the ball much, and we get turnovers. So that's a good recipe.
You look at the AFC picture and you see Buffalo, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Houston, possibly Denver, and the Chargers. And you look at what could be in the next round. Obviously, if everything were to go perfect and the seeds that are the bigger or the higher seeds win, you would host either Pittsburgh or Houston. Gotta like your odds in that game. And then it's buckle up time. DJ, who do you want? You want Buffalo? You want Baltimore for the rematch in Arrowhead for the right to go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We bring them all. the Chiefs have beaten everybody before, and this year I probably would probably want to see Buffalo again, since they got us on that last play in Buffalo. It's a lot different when you play in Arrowhead and having that 12th man in the red in the sea of red. In Kansas City will be hard to beat, especially in the January weather. I saw a stat the other day that said the Chiefs, it's like 3 or 4 teams that haven't scored over 30 points, and the Chiefs are in that mm-hmm. small circle of 4 teams, and the other teams are losing records like 3-12 or mm-hmm. something crazy like that. But we just figure out a way to win. We're very efficient, and we make you play at our pace. Like we just Brett Veach and just the getting the right guys. I mean, from Mike Dana to guys like that, George Karlaftis, young guy, Worthy this year, killing it as a rookie. I'm not even talking about Kelsey and Pat and all these guys. I'm just talking about our off-season acquisitions, from the rookies to just the defensive backs. I mean, everybody's gritty, man. I'm freaking loving it.
Yeah, it's a skewed stat. I saw it the other week and kind of attacked it myself because it's kind of what I do sometimes. The Chiefs rank 11th in the NFL in points scored. Like, they score 24 points a game, and yeah, they've only scored 30 points, what, once? Once all year? Yep. Twice all year, I guess it is. Twice all year, haven't scored more than 30, but yet they're 11th in total points scored. They're 10th in passing yards. They're 13th in total yards. It's like, yeah, they haven't scored over 30, but they've scored 28, 26. It's a skewed stat, because I know the teams that are with them are like the Jets, the Raiders, the Patriots, and the Giants. And it's like, there's obviously something here. Like, the other teams are like bottom 5 in the NFL in scoring. But I will ask you this. When it comes to this Chiefs team, what was it this year that really gave you the sea of, like, this team's going to do it? Like, this team's going to get there. I have no worry about it.
Two reasons. Defensively, first. Defensively, knowing that you can stop people from scoring. That's hard to do in this league. This is an offensive league. You know, offense is going crazy. You can score. You can have many, yards as possible now. People are breaking records left and right when it comes to the offensive side of the ball. But we play defense, bringing that old school mentality, being able to say, hey, we can stop the run, we can eliminate explosive plays, and we can take the ball away. That's what we do. That's what we do. And being able to have Patrick Mahomes on the other side, right, with his connection with Andy Reid and what they cook up, it's unbelievable, man. I mean, Pat just seems to get better. You know, it's like, you know, when is this luck going to run out? It's not luck. It's when opportunity meets preparation, and they're rolling out every single week, and they're making us proud Chiefs fans.
and we're seeing him get hot at the right time. Now, all that's going to come to an end, as we've talked about, DJ, 24, 25 days of rest, depending on when they play that next playoff game. How do you keep the juice for that long without the rust versus rest conversation? How do you keep your adrenaline and your hype at an all-time high, ready for game time for over three weeks?
Well, you have to. You have to. They, you know, this. I don't think this is the first time that this happened. So this is something that they're used to. And we got a lot of high character, experienced Super Bowl winning guys on the offense and defense side of the ball. So when you have, you know, you have a couple younger guys on there that haven't experienced this. So you got to bring them along. And Andy Reid, this is one thing that I know playing for Andy Reid. That I know he makes sure that he's going to have something for them to reach for or to motivate them throughout the week to get to the game. And the other high character players that are on the team, like a Pat Mahomes and Kelsey and Chris Jones and all these guys, Justin Reed, they're going to bring the young guys with them. It's a leadership player led team. Even though we talk about Andy Reid and talk about, you know, what his legacy is, he makes sure that he sets players in place, especially leaders, to make sure they lead the right way and so they can get the best out of them on Sundays.
DJ, 15-1, number one seed secured. Is this, I mean, real quick before we get you out of here, is this the best the NFL's ever been, talent-wise, teams-wise? Is this the best the NFL has ever been? I know it'll continue to get good, like stay good, but like this has got to be one of like a historically great season all around from everywhere. Quarterback play, receiver play, rookies, teams, records. Is this the best it's ever been?
You know what? That's interesting. I probably so, just because it's some teams out there. I mean, after the Chiefs, it's a lot of really really good teams when you start looking at it on the NFC and the AFC part of in the NFL. But man, this is every year it gets better and better. The chemistry is really good throughout the league, and it's a good time. It's a good time to watch football. It's crazy that we have to, you know, overachieve just to get as much credit as we do. But we'll get it done regardless.
You had Andy Reid's third best odds to win Coach of the Year. So I'll let you stew on that for another week, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Thanks, right, DJ. Yeah. Take care. Derek Johnson, brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union, member-owned, open to all, invested in you, and Sheet Metal Workers number two. Hey, man, that's a former player, man, agreeing with your boy. It's the best the NFL's ever been. And I know that's
surprised by that.
And you can do that. Again, 11 teams with 10 wins.
It's nuts.
Four after that with at least nine. And two of those teams are going to win 10. You have 13 teams that we at least win at least win 10 games. It's the toughest the NFL's ever been. It's the best the quarterback position has ever been.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that take. I'm not mad about it. I will say that there is a less of a middle class, it feels like.
Yeah, it's like society today.
Yeah, it really is.
There's the super rich, and then there's just dirt poor.
Yes.
That you'll never be able to do anything.
Titans, Jags, Raiders, just
Mac, Dusty.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Yes, exactly.
I'll never own a house.
Nope.
Yeah. I've come to that reality.
Going to look at one to rent today, though. Can't wait. Woo!
An actual house?
Actual house.
Hey.
Let's go.
Backyard.
Excited. Backyard.
Gotta
fence.
Have it for the dogs.
Yes. Need it for the dogs. Need it.
Yeah. Man. I like that, though. He said that it's almost like Andy doesn't have to coach by himself. He'll have all the veterans. Because, like, you know how they'll do it, right? They'll get all hyped up for Carson Wentz if he has a rushing touchdown.
Oh, gosh.
Noah Gray's going to play a little bit.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He should. I mean, what was it? It was last season, I believe, or maybe it was two seasons ago. You can tell me, but Travis Kelce, I mean, he had that huge players meeting with everyone before the Super Bowl and cried and got really emotional and got everyone seriously hyped up. I mean, Andy Reid can only do so much of that. He's got to have the other leaders step up.
But
and
yeah, this starts team does. With the culture.
Exactly. That's it.
Love to see it. Somebody says, is the top better or the bottom worse in the NFL? Bottom's bad.
Bottom's really bad.
Because this is a tough year where, like, my buddy actually gets credit for this. He was telling me, he goes, this is a year where, like, you could have literally six wins, and you're picking like 10th.
Dude, yes. Seriously.
Brutal. Brutal.
That sucks.
And Tua does have hip issues, we've been told several times. So thank you for that text. I had no idea. Shopping, family.
Yeah, driving, shopping, doing the, yeah.
Against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, just not caring about Miami.
And then all of
a
sudden,
team.
I just saw, like, out of nowhere, Tua's not going to play tonight. So.